Mesech Zochim Perek Hamish Nedalim Tul Perek Hamish Zayin. This Perek, known as Perek Ezer Makoimon, is ideally supposed to be said just before davening every day, since our davening is supposed to be in place of the karbonos which were offered up in the Beis Hamikdash. And this is the Perek which really outlines all of the different karbonos and the various differences between them. The first five Mishnayos of this Perek talk about Kodshei Kodshim, which is the group of karbonos which have a higher level of holiness. And the second half of the Perek talks about Kodshim Kalim, which refers to the group of karbonos which have a lower level of holiness in relation to the first group of karbonos. And there are a number of differences between Kodshei Kodshim and Kodshim Kalim. One difference, which we've already begun to see in this Perek, is that all Kodshei Kodshim, which is the group of karbonos which have a higher level of holiness, need to be slaughtered in the northern half of the Beis Hamikdash's courtyard. Whereas Kodshim Kalim can be slaughtered anywhere in the courtyard. An additional difference is regarding where the meat of the karbonos can be eaten, which is another point discussed in these Mishnayos, that Kodshei Kodshim must be eaten within the Beis Hamikdash itself, within the courtyard. Whereas Kodshim Kalim, which have a lower level of holiness, can be eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim. And one more difference is regarding Me'ilah. Me'ilah refers to the prohibition of benefiting from something which has been designated to the Beis HaMikdash or from a korban that's included in the prohibition of Me'ilah. And as we're going to see actually in this Perek, if somebody does violate the prohibition of Me'ilah, he's obligated to bring a korban osham, a type of sin offering to atone for that sin. And the law is that Me'ilah of Karbonos, when somebody benefits from a korban for his own use, for his own benefit, as opposed to as part of the procedure of bringing the korban, Me'ilah only applies to Kodshei Kodshim, but not to Kodshim Kalim, which have a lower level of holiness. Be it as it may, we are up to the korban oilah, says the Mishnah Ha'oilah, a korban oilah which is totally burnt on the Mizbeach. It's unusual in that none of the korban is eaten by anybody, but it's all burnt on the Mizbeach. Kodshei Kodshim, it has the status of Kodshei Kodshim, higher level karbonos. And as a result, Shechitos HaBatzofein, it needs to be slaughtered in the northern half of the courtyard, the Kibul Dama B'Chidosh HaBatzofein, and the Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, in a Kli Shoreis, a utensil which has been specifically designated for use in the Beis HaMikdash, that needs to be used to receive the blood in the northern half of the courtyard. So of the four avodas, the four services which are performed as part of the procedure of bringing any animal korban, the Mishnah has so far discussed the first two, the slaughtering and the receiving of the blood. The third of those services is the halacha, the transporting of the blood to the place where the blood needs to be applied. And the fourth part of those four avodas, the four services, is the actual application of the blood. And the way and the location of the applying of the blood differs from carbon to carbon. As we've already started to see in this Perek, sometimes the blood is thrown onto the inner Mizbeach, inside the Beis HaMikdash's building, sometimes on the outer Mizbeach, in the courtyard. And even when we're talking about on the Mizbeach, it could be in different locations of the Mizbeach. Sometimes it's on the four horns, the four corners at the top of the corners of the Mizbeach, whereas for most of the Karbonos, the Kohen would not need to go to the top of the Mizbeach, but he would remain standing at the bottom and throw it towards the corners. So how exactly was the blood applied when it comes to the Karbon Oilah? Says the Mishnah of Adoma Ta'on Shtematones Shein Arba. Its blood requires two applications, which are really four. What does that mean? That means that he would throw the blood towards the corner of the Mizbeach, such that when he threw it, the blood would go onto two sides of the Mizbeach. The corner, obviously, is where two sides of the Mizbeach meet. And if he throws the blood towards the corner, it would end up going on both sides, the edges of both sides. So he would throw the blood on two opposite corners, such that it would cover a part of all four of the walls. And this law, just like pretty much every law stated in this Perek, is learnt from Pesukim. Now, although all of the animal is burnt on the Mizbeach, as opposed to most korbanos where part of the animal is eaten, nevertheless, the skin, the hide of the animal, needs to be taken off, and that is given to the Kohanim. So, t'una hefshet, the animal requires that the hide be taken off, v'nituach, and then it is cut into different pieces, which are placed onto the top of the Mizbeach, v'chol elo ishim, and it is totally burnt up by the fire of the Mizbeach. Mishnah Hey, zivchi shal mitzibur, the korbanos which are a korban shalomim and are offered up on behalf of the entire community, on behalf of everybody. there's only really one type of Korban Shlomim which is offered up on behalf of all of the Jewish people, as opposed to being a privately bought Korban, and that is the two sheep which are offered up on Shavuos. That has the status of Korban Shlomim, and it is bought on behalf of everybody. Alright, so that's one Korban which the Mishnah is going to discuss, Va'ashomais and Korbanos Oshom, which are offered up for different sins, or for different purposes, as we're going to see. The Mishnah now lists, Elohim Ashomais, what are the different types of Korbanos Oshom? When would one be obligated to bring Korban Oshom? The Mishnah answers, there are six different occasions where somebody would bring a Korban Oshom. And really there are two types of Korbanos Oshom, so they're actually split into five and one. There are five reasons why one would bring a Korban Oshom Vadai, which means when you know that you are certainly obligated to bring a Korban. The first type is Ashom Gzelos, the Korban Oshom, which is connected to stealing. If somebody steals from someone and then he swears to them falsely that he did not steal from them, the law is that he is obligated to bring a Korban Oshom to atone for that sin. Second type of Korban Oshom is Ashom Me'ilos, a Korban Oshom which one needs to bring if he violated the prohibition of Me'ilah, which is when he benefits from something which has been designated to the Beit HaMikdash, or he benefits from a Korban of Kodshei Kodshim, a Korban which has a high level of holiness. So he would also be obligated to bring Korban Oshom. Thirdly, Ashom Shifcha Harufa, the Korban Oshom which one needs to bring if he had forbidden relations with a Shifcha Harufa, which is a particular scenario described by the Torah regarding a woman who is half a free woman and half a slave. How exactly you would reach such a situation is discussed by the Gemara. What the exact case is, be it as it may, somebody who violates that prohibition would be liable to bring a Korban Oshom. Fourthly, Ashom Nozir, the Korban Oshom which needs to be brought by a Nozir. A Nozir is somebody who accepts upon himself certain prohibitions, like cutting his hair or becoming Tomei. And the law is that if he becomes Tomei, he needs to go through a purification process, and that involves bringing a Korban Oshom, and then he would restart his period of Nazirus once again. So that Korban Oshom which he would bring after becoming Tomei is what the Mishnah is referring to. And number five, Ashom Etzera, the Korban Oshom which needs to be brought by a Metzora, somebody who gets Tzara'as on their body, certain spots which give him a status of being Tomei as a Metzora, he also would need to go through a purification process which involves bringing a Korban Oshom. These are the five types of Oshom Vadai, definite Korbanos Oshom. There's a sixth type of Korban Oshom, which is called a Oshom Tolui, which literally means a depending Korban Oshom. And this needs to be brought if somebody is in a state of doubt as to whether he has violated an Avera for which he would need to bring a Korban Chatos. If he is not sure whether he's liable to a Korban Chatos, then there is a different replacement Korban, which is called a Korban Oshom Tolui. But as it may, these make up the six types of Korban Ish Oshom. So the Mishnah is referring to the Korban Shlomim, which is brought on Shavuos on behalf of everybody, and the Korban Oshom, which is brought by an individual in any of these six scenarios. So these Korbanos are Kodshei Kodshim, they're part of the group of Korbanos which have a high level of holiness, and as a result, Shechitos and Batsofon, they need to be slaughtered in the northern part of the courtyard. That's the first of the Arba Avodos, the four services. The second part, the second service of the receiving of the blood, the Kibul Dom on the receiving of the blood, Bechlishores, needs to be done with a utensil which has been designated for that purpose. But Sofain, again, in the northern half of the courtyard. And then the third of the four services is the Halacha, the transporting of the blood. And regarding the fourth service, where the blood is applied in a particular place, V'domantan Shtematan Shin Arba, their blood requires two applications on the corners of the Mizbeach, which are like four, meaning the blood would end up going on all four sides of the Mizbeach by being thrown on two opposite corners. So the Mishnah has discussed the first of the three parts of the procedure of bringing a Korban, which the first part involves the four Avodas, the four services. The second part is the Haktorah, the burning of the Emurim, the particular parts of the Korban which need to be burnt on the Mizbeach. And the third part of the procedure is the eating of the Korban. So the Mishnah is going to discuss the details of the eating of the Korban now. The remaining parts of the Korban which are eaten, they need to be eaten within the curtains of the courtyard. The curtains when there was a Mishkan and when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the walls. And the meat may not be taken out of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Lezichei Kahuna, it may only be eaten by male Kohanim. B'chol Ma'achol, it can be prepared in any way. It doesn't need to be roasted specifically. L'yom v'layla, it can be eaten for the rest of that day, on the same day as the korban was brought, as well as that night. And although mid'oraisa, you can eat it throughout the night until the morning, mid'rabbanon, it must be eaten ad chatzos, by midnight. The Mishnayos have now described all of the kodshi kodshim, all of the korbanos which are in the group of korbanos which have a higher level of holiness. Mishnah Vav. From this Mishnah onwards, the Mishnayos are going to discuss the kodshim kalim, the korbanos which have a lower level of holiness. And the three main differences as a result will be where it needs to be slaughtered, and by extension, where the blood needs to be received. The second difference is regarding the eating of the korbanos, that it can be eaten even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even by people who are not necessarily male kohanim. And the third difference is regarding me'ilah, that the prohibition of benefiting from it for one's own use, and by extension, bringing a korban osham if one did benefit from it for his own use. So that korban would only be applicable if somebody benefited from kodshi kodshim, but not from kodshim kalim. Says the Mishnah, ha-toydah, korban toydah, which is brought by somebody who is saved from a dangerous situation to show his gratitude, ve'il nozir, and the ram, which is brought by a nozir, somebody who accepted upon himself certain prohibitions, like not cutting his hair, not becoming tomei, not having anything which comes from grapes, like wine. At the end of his period of being a nozir, one of the korbanos which he needs to bring is a ram, and this has the status of a korban shalomim. However, because part of the laws of this korban differ from a regular korban shalomim, therefore the Mishnah lists it separately in this Mishnah and not in the next Mishnah with the rest of the korbanos shalomim. Says the Mishnah, kodshim kalim, they are considered to be korbanos which have a lower level of holiness, and therefore shechitasim b'chol makom ba'azara, they can be slaughtered in any place in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, not necessarily in the northern half. And the same goes for the receiving of the blood, obviously. V'domon ton sh'timotan shen arba, and their blood requires two applications on the Mizbeach, which are considered like four, meaning the blood needs to be thrown on two opposite corners of the Mizbeach. That's referring to the outer Mizbeach, which stood in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And now the Mishnah discusses the details of the third part of the procedure of bringing the korban, namely the eating of the korban. Because they are kodshim kalim, they have a lower level of holiness, they do not need to be eaten within the Beis HaMikdash's courtyard itself. Rather than echolim b'chol ha'ir, they can be eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim. L'chol odom, by any person, not only by male kohanim, b'chol ma'achol. And the meat can be prepared in any way, it doesn't have to be specifically roasted, l'yom v'layla. It needs to be eaten within the rest of that day and the following night, ad chatzos, by midnight. Hamura mehem, says the Mishnah, those parts which are separated from them, this refers to the parts of the korban which are given to the kohanim. Although most of the korban can be eaten by anybody, by the person bringing it, the kohanim have the right to parts of the korban, namely the breast of the animal and part of the thigh. And as well as that, one is obligated to bring loaves of bread or matzah, depending on which korban it is. He is obligated to bring that together with his offering, and that is also given to the kohanim. And the Mishnah says that kayotzvahem, they have the same laws as the part of the korban which is eaten by the owner. Ela, except shamuram, that these parts which are separated, ne'echol ha-kohanim, are eaten not by the owner, but by the kohanim. And the kohanim can share it, linshem, with their wives, v'livneim, and their children, v'lavdeim, and their slaves. This is explicitly stated in the Torah, and that is unlike the previous korbanos of kodshi kodshim, which need to be eaten by the male kohanim themselves, and they cannot share them with the rest of their family. Mishnah Zayin, shlomim, a regular korban shlomim, which is bought by an individual, and in the vast majority of cases, this is bought voluntarily. A voluntary korban, kodshim kalim, it has the status of a korban of a lower level of holiness, shechitas m'chol makom ha'zara, and therefore it can be slaughtered in any place in the courtyard, v'dom anton sh'tem anton sh'en arba, and their blood requires two applications, two throws towards the mizbeach, which are like four, meaning that the blood should end up on all four sides of the mizbeach. And they can be eaten within the entire city of Yerushalayim, l'chol odom, by any person. The owner can share it with anybody, not specifically male koyanim. B'chol ma'achol, it can be eaten and prepared in any way, not necessarily roasted, l'shnei yomim, v'layla echod, and it can be eaten for 2 days and 1 night. That means the night between the 2 days. This is the first korban which we have seen that can be eaten not only for the rest of that same day that the korban was bought, until the next morning, or midrabbanan, until midnight, but you've also got the entire next day until the evening to eat the korban before it will become noisar, which refers to korban which has passed its time limit. Hamura mehem, the parts of the animal which are separated from them and given to the kohanim, namely the breast and part of the thigh, keitzohem, are similar to them in that you can also eat them in the entire city of Yerushalayim until the end of the next, the day after that. Elo, except shamura mehem lakohanim, that the parts which are separated are eaten by kohanim and can be shared linshehem with their wives, or livneim, and their children, or avdehem, and their slaves.